With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Officials say a man carrying a rifle killed four people at a New York City office tower Monday. It took place in the afternoon at a Midtown office building that houses finance companies and the NFL headquarters. The victims include an off-duty New York City police officer. The gunman also wounded a fifth person before taking his own life. He was identified as a Las Vegas resident. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the incident reminds him of a past shooting in the Big Apple.
This never gets easy. I always go back to the beginning of my role as mayor in Harlem Hospital, where Officer Mora and Rivera were assassinated.
President Trump announces a new shorter deadline for Russian President Vladimir Putin to reach a deal to end the three-year war in Ukraine.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting. It's 50 days. I want to be generous, but we just don't see any progress being made.
An oil industry analyst says President Trump's new trade deal with the European Union is also a big win for U.S. energy producers and a setback for Russia in its war against Ukraine. Bob Agnew reports.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, says it's not just a better deal, but
just a complete 180 from the previous administration.
He says under President Biden, the U.S. wasn't selling much energy to the EU, leaving them to buy it from Russia and fueling Moscow's war machine, but no more.
Of saying, all right, we're going to sell our energy and you're going to buy it. And that means you're going to stop buying energy from Russia, which is fueling their war against Ukraine.
Turner spoke with the Salem Radio Network about the new trade deal the president achieved with the EU.
This is SRN News. The United Kingdom is getting serious about persecution. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
10 countries will be targeted by the British government with efforts to ease the plight of Christians and other embattled people of faith. David Smith, the UK's special envoy for religious freedom, says diplomatic pressure will be applied to Vietnam, Algeria, India, Nigeria, Pakistan, China, Syria, Ukraine, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Smith says if something isn't done soon, Christianity might cease to exist in several of those nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is investigating the Oregon Department of Education for allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The probe follows a complaint by America First Policy Institute saying that a number of high school-aged female athletes in the state had lost medals and other competitive opportunities to males. The administration says that those policies violate Title IX. This is SRN News. Well, Democrats hit rock bottom in a new Wall Street Journal poll that found voters trust the GOP more on almost every major issue. More from Bernie Bennett.
According to the survey of 1,500 registered voters, which was conducted between July 16th and 20th, a whopping 63% of the public views the Democratic Party unfavorably, quote, the biggest share in journal polls dating back to 1990. Just 33%, meanwhile, have a favorable view. That means that Democrats have a net favorability rating of negative 30 as compared to President Trump's minus 7 and the GOP's minus 11 net rating, and that more than 9 months after it handed unified control of the federal government over to the Republicans, the party remains in the wilderness. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A woman from Somalia is deported after pleading guilty to asylum fraud and hiding ties to ISIS. Federal prosecutors say the 27-year-old crossed the border illegally. They say her brother is a high-ranking ISIS member in Somalia. More details at srnnews.com.